Why did you decide to join the race for the 7th District?
I want to give people who actually believe in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and who like America, think America once was a great nation, someone to vote for. Because I actually like the Founding Fathers. I think America really was a great place. And I think if you were to take Billy Long back, say, to the 1960s, Republicans would say Billy Long was a radical liberal who was voting for all kinds of unbalanced budgets, trillions of dollars of debt, funding organizations like Planned Parenthood. He hasn't been really following the wishes of people who love America and love the Constitution. He's been following the wishes of the liberal Republican establishment. So if you like America, if you like the Constitution, I'm the guy to vote for.
What are the top two issues you're campaigning on, or the top two issues you try to change after the election?
Well, I think one of the top issues is education. I think if America's founders could travel through time, they would say that most Americans are victims of educational malpractice. Most parents would like their children to be taught that the Declaration of Independence is actually true, but you can't teach that in public schools because they say that violates the separation of church and state, which I think is basically a myth. So that's a key point. I would go back to the 1996 Republican Party platform. That was the year our previous Congressman Roy Blunt was first elected. And that platform called for the abolition and defunding of a number of federal bureaucracies, all of which are unconstitutional and are destroying America, like the Department of Education. But the liberal Republican establishment has actually increased funding for all those agencies that they promised that they would abolish. So that's the laundry list of my to-do list, if you will, is the 1996 Republican platform, which calls for the abolition of those unconstitutional bureaucracies.
You touched on this earlier. What sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, I would say I'm a radical libertarian and a radical Christian. A radical libertarian, the Libertarian Party stands on a proposition that aggression is bad. To be a candidate with the Libertarian Party, you have to sign a statement that says, I do not believe in the initiation of force as a means of achieving any social or political goal. Now, right now in America, you have Republicans trying to use the power of the government to force their will on Democrats, and Democrats are trying to use the power of the government to force their will on Republicans. We're at each other's throat. I've never heard so many people say, I hope you die. And that's the kind of thing that government teaches us. The government teaches us that we resolve our disputes by force and threatening people with violence. So I'm a radical libertarian. I believe that human beings can live a peaceful, prosperous, and just life without threatening people with prison terms or bombing them back to the Stone Age. And we can have a very humane society without this thing called a monopoly of violence. That's what the state is, a monopoly of violence. Libertarians don't believe in monopolies or violence. And the reason why I'm a libertarian is because I'm a Christian. I think that's what Christ taught us. Don't use the sword to impose your will on other people. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. So this is what sets me apart from other candidates, is a radical commitment to smaller government and a radical commitment to the idea that America was once a Christian nation, and that's what made it the most prosperous and most admired nation in history.
What do you think is the 7th Congressional District's most pressing need?
Well, I would say it's the same need that every other district has, and that's the need to repudiate the idea of solving problems by violence, solving problems by war, by SWAT teams, by prison terms. The use of political power, I think, is inherently wrong, and we need to just repudiate that whole idea. America's founding fathers abolished this idea of the divine right of kings, very controversial in their day. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Benjamin Rush, a physician and an educator, he said, I had been taught to believe that the king was as essential to social order as the sun is to the solar system. But he eventually saw that a system of self-government, which we refer to today as an experiment in liberty, was actually the way to go. The founders then created a government which they thought was a form of self-government, but it's turned out to not really work. A representative government still has the same fundamental flaw of relying on violence to solve problems. And we've seen America go from a Christian republic to an atheistic empire. I think the United States is probably the most dangerous entity on the planet. During my lifetime, tens of millions of innocent noncombatant civilians have been killed or crippled or made homeless by the federal government. And everybody in America needs to say that we can live at peace, we can heal our world by repudiating aggression, and especially the monopoly of aggression that we call the state.